This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
I'm Jennifer Staten. Another college football season is underway, and for some teams, there's as much attention to what's happened off the field as on. Minnesota head coach Tracy Clays lost his job in the offseason over allegations 10 of his players committed sexual assaults. Baylor is off to an 0-2 start this season after losing several coaches and prospective players over allegations of sexual assaults and cover-ups in the program. About a year ago, Austin-based journalist Jessica Luther's book, Unsportsmanlike Conduct, College Football and the Politics of Rape, explored sexual assault in college football programs and what could be done about it. I wanted to check in with Luther to see if she thinks anything has changed since her book came out. She was quick to say one of the problems with the system, big money and big salaries for coaches, is still there and shows no signs of abating. But Luther says some things did get her attention during the offseason.
In December, the Texas High School Coaches Association had a press conference, and they actually have created a curriculum, an educational curriculum, alongside the Texas Education Agency called Starting the Conversation. And it is these three videos that come with supplemental material, and they're directed at student athletes, but really it could be for any high school student. And they are so good. They're about consent, about healthy relationships, about sexism. It's a voluntary program, so it's not clear yet what it looks like on the ground and who's using it. That it's the high school coaches in this state who decided they needed to do something about this, and that education around these issues was how they were going to do it, seems significant to me.
The 2017 Texas legislative session happened earlier this year. There were several bills that were proposed that were all about reporting of sexual assault on college campuses. And not all of them made it all the way through, but a couple of them did. Senate Bill 968 let students and employees electronically and anonymously report sexual assaults to their university, so anonymous reporting there. Also, another Senate bill gives amnesty to students who report a sexual assault even if they were in violation of another law. So if you were a 19-year-old and you were drinking, the thought was that sometimes students would be reluctant to report that they were victims of assault because it involved them underage drinking. This removes that as a barrier to reporting.
I think these are incredibly important. Reporting is a huge part of what has to get fixed in the system. It's something like 90% of sexual assaults on college campuses do not get reported. And then this idea that they can report electronically and anonymously is a big deal. One thing that you hear from survivors is that they fear coming forward. They fear the process and like what that will mean to them and what that will mean to their life. Those kind of things, putting those in place, hopefully will make reporting better.
I want to talk about Baylor. In the past year, there was a report about a former student volleyball player who said that she was gang raped by Baylor football players in what they called a bonding experience. The count of women who have filed lawsuits against Baylor is up to 12 now, saying that the school mishandled their claims. The Regents say as many as 19 football players have been accused of criminal sexual or physical assault. What has been on your radar screen about Baylor in the past year?
Certainly the lawsuits, sort of watching as they collect. We're all sort of waiting to see if any of them make it to discovery. The judge has made it sound like a lot of information will come out if we make it to discovery. I've paid attention to the fact that a lot of the athletic staff has moved on. The other big thing is that Baylor's hired a new president, Linda Livingstone. It'll be interesting under her leadership to see where they go. They've done a bunch of stuff.
Baylor has said that over the past year, or a little more than a year, that they've invested money to grow their Title IX offices. They've instituted anonymous reporting and amnesty. They've increased their counseling staff and given them additional training in trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder, and hired more police who have training working with victims of sexual assault and family assault, and continuing education on Title IX and sexual assault. What are your impressions of the steps they've taken?
I mean, they're admirable, right? These are the things that we want to see from schools. I think, you know, we should continue to push on education. I think that's really where change is going to be made. Teaching people new ways to think about consent, healthy relationships, how you think about women, right? One of the hardest things about this work is it's slow. We want it to be a quick fix. Like, there need to be quick fixes. And that's true. Like, we need to do everything we can, especially once someone has reported. Prevention is a much harder, slower thing.
We talked last year, and you have written in the book about the role of fans in this whole system. You know, we've had a year of, we've heard more accusations, college level and NFL level. Have you sensed any shifting of the sands among mm-hmm. college football fans.
I want to believe that there is a shift from just being absolute denialists that this is an issue to asking more of their teams and their universities and their schools. When you report on Baylor, you get, or any school, the rabid fans who are angry at you for just reporting on it. But to their credit, there's a huge amount of that fan base that cares very deeply about the university making changes and wanting it to be a better place, right? And I feel like that is more obvious to me now.
Jessica Luther is an Austin-based freelance journalist and author. Her book out last fall, Unsportsmanlike Conduct, College Football and the Politics of Rape. She is also the co-host of the feminist sports podcast, Burn It All Down. Thanks so much for your time, Jessica.
Thank you.
You can hear more of our interview, including what steps the NCAA has taken and could still take regarding sexual assault in college sports, at KUT.org. I'm Jennifer Staton, KUT News.